This book is produced by RNIB. Iron in the Soul by Jean-Paul Sartre.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Iron in the Soul by Jean-Paul Sartre. Translated by Gerard Hopkins. Part 1. New York, Saturday the 15th of June 1940. 9 a.m. An octopus? He pulled out his knife and opened his eyes. It was a dream. No, it wasn't. The octopus was a reality, and it was draining him with its suckers. It was the heat. He was sweating. He had gone to sleep about 1 o'clock. At 2, the heat had woken him. Streaming with sweat, he had plunged into a cold bath and had then got back into bed without drying himself. Almost at once, the furnace had resumed its roaring under his skin and he had begun to sweat again. At dawn, he had fallen asleep, only to dream that the house was on fire. The sun must be pretty high by this time. Not for a moment did Gomez stop sweating. He had been sweating uninterruptedly for 48 hours. Christ, he muttered, passing a damp hand over his streaming chest. This was more than mere heat. A sickness of the atmosphere. The very air was in a fever. The very air was sweating. And human beings were sweating within a carapace of sweat. He must get out of bed.